Yerushalmi Brachos, Tav Pei Beis. Mishnah continues in the Amid Beis in the discussion of Hilchos Suda. Mishnah says, Yerushalmi Omrim, Makaneach Yodah B'mapeh. Person after washing Tehillas Yadayim, because you wipe your hands with a shmata, with a tablecloth, with a towel. Manichal HaShulchan, you can put it on the shulchan. Beisil Omrim, Beisil says, Ala Keses. You can even put it on the keses on the pillow where a person is sitting. So Beishama holds you can put it. You have to put it on the table. You're not allowed to put it. You can't put it on the chair on the bed next to you, on the cushion next to you, on the pillow next to you. But the Beishil says you can't do it on the table, but you can do it on the pillow next to you. But what is the base of this machlekes? So the Gemara discusses into the inyan of tuma and tyra. Mishnah says, when it talks about the halakha, what are we speaking about, the machlokas over here? So the Mishnah starts off, the Gemara starts off with a little bit of an interesting statement that we kind of work backwards. Masnisa b'shulchan shel yesh shel shish b'shel prakan. The Mishnah is speaking about a case of where it's made of table made of marble, or made of prakan made of different parts, shena makabal tuma, that's not makabal tuma. The pieces themselves are not makabal tuma. Now, what does this have to do with anything? So we're going to see the discussion is, the Gemara is going to discuss, we're concerned about the tuma. So we're talking about a case where the table is made of marble, which is not makabal tuma. It's a kli yavin, it's not makabal tuma. And also if it's made of different pieces and parts, it's also not makabal tuma. It's not made of one solid piece. So that's permanent. So therefore, the halakas are that it's considered a kli kavua. And therefore, it does not have din of shulchan of a table, the makabal tuma. And the Gemara says that this is the halakha of where the Mishnah is speaking about. What is the machlokas based upon? If that's the mitzias, then what is the machlokas? The Gemara says, matan Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? The reason why Beis Shammai says that you can't, the halakha is that you can put it on it on the shulchan, but you can't put it on the pillow. So the Gemara says, because we learned in a brisa, we're afraid that if you wash your hands, you dry your hands on a towel, a cloth, so that will become wet, moist, and then it's right in makabal tuma on the pillow, and the person will touch it with his hands, and makabal, once again, is makabal, metame his hands, even though he washed the tefillah time already, to remove the tuma, but by now, with touching the wet, the pillow, which came in contact with the wet towel, it was considered metame, and therefore, Beis Shammai says, we don't want you to put the thing on the pillow, on the chair, only on the table. Only put it on the table. So therefore, we're not concerned. Beis Shammai says that's why you can't do that. We're concerned about tuma. What about Beis Hillel? Says you can put it on the pillow. Matan Beis Hillel. So when it says he has two svaras, the ilum suffik mashkin li yadayim tar. Number one, anything that's a suffik, whether it's mashkin which makes matayim tar, is the look is when it's a suffik. We always say it's considered as if it's not considered tame, since tumas yadayim is questionable. And mela questionable, therefore, to say that we have to be choshed that it became tame. So first of all, it's a suffix whether it became tame, and a suffix mashkin with mekel that the yadayim is tar. We don't consider the tumim yadayim are considered tame when it's a suffix. And the brachar ain yadayim achulam. It still holds. There is no yadayim. There is no tumas yadayim when it comes to chulam. It's only a problem only if it's negated to kachim or tyrus, but negated to chulin itself, there is no din of a that, because again, what's the issue? As you said the other day, if we're concerned that maybe the hands will become tame, you can always wrap them up and not have to touch it directly. And mela, there are ways that so Rabbanu one goes there in such a case. Al suffik, again, with mekel, if the look is a suffik, we don't consider it tasser. A suffix we don't consider a sasser, and therefore we say there's no yadayim lechulin. There's no the reason when a Torah there's machlal is not an isser anyway. If it's a suffix, it's a suffix to man, suffix to tyrant. So with all because we consider it tahor. So imela, therefore it's we're not even sure this to me at all. And the second point is is that it's halach is yishadayim lechulin. There's no yadayim lechulin. It means again that in that Torah there's only a takana de rabbanon that it should be considered yadayim lechulin, because the only reason why the gezeira made a gezeira mishum srach tuma. However, there's no tumas yadayim at all, and therefore we're not choshish by chulin, and therefore the halacha is Beis Hillel says we can put it on the bench, on the pillow. We're not concerned about them. Beit Gemara, if that's what machlokas, if that's what Beis Hillel holds, that what that the yesh en yadayim lechulin must be the Beis Shammai holds yesh yadayim lechulin. But is that true? We know that Beis Shammai doesn't hold Shammai yesh yadayim lechulin. Everyone seems to agree that we don't make yadayim lechulin. So there's a shayla in the Gemara. There's a bitmia. This is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara's kasha. It's a bitmia. The Gemara's asked some kasha. We have other places where we see that seems to be everyone agrees, including Beis Shammai, that we don't make a din of Tumas Yadayim. We don't have a din of Tumas Yadayim because you can always avoid being tar. So therefore, if that's so, because it only becomes a shame of the Tumah, then we're not afraid of it becomes considered Matami, back to Matami Yadayim again. So therefore, it shouldn't be concerned. If it shouldn't be concerned, then the Beis Shammai L'chaira would agree to that. So what? How could we say vice is over here, Smashmedi, Beis Shammai disagrees with Hillel, which would hold that there is a din of Tumah Yadayim? So the Gemara says, there are two ways to answer this question. Gemara says either Tiftori Rav Shimon Belazer or Kavilas Batzadik. We have two halakas, two brises. One Rav Shimon Belazer, one Rav Elazar Batzadik. And you can say that each of the Tanaim hold like that. Note both of these Tanaim hold that there is a din of Tumas Yadayim. It is Shayach in certain cases. So Mela Beis Shammai still holds there is not. Beis Shammai says we're saying also holds us not. But the Tana of the brise that says that there is. That there is Tumas Yadayim is referring to one of these two. What do they say? If Shimon Elazar says, we learned to the Brisa, Shimon ben Elazar, Yadayim Tchilo Lechulin, Vishneos Lechuma. That a person's hands that are not washed, we look at it as if Tchilo Lechulin, they're considered a Rishon Lagabi Tchulin, and Shneos Lagabi Truma. Shneos Lagabi Truma. So you see that clearly it's considered Yadayim Lechulin. If Yadayim Lechulin is considered a Matame, because it's considered a Rishon. So therefore, it would make sense that going to the Shita, then that the reason why it's us to put on the pillow on the cushion because we're afraid you're going to be with tummy back Yadayim, because we say that we do say Dalok is Yadayim Tchilo Lechulin, and that would be according to that Shita in the Mishnah. It makes sense that Allah. Another Al Brisa. That's the ones we learned in our Mishnah in Yadayim. Chulin Shnasa Al Gabi HaKodesh. Chulin that was prepared as if it was considered Tyra. You know, the person, all the extra chumras and restrictions that we metapel with Tyra, that we shouldn't, the Kohen should become Tamei, with Hekdesh, we prepared the Chulin the same way. Allah says it's considered like Chulin. Doesn't have a din, doesn't just because you prepared it, Lagabi Hekdesh, it doesn't change the status is still considered a chulin legabe mimetame. Right? Doesn't mean it's like, oh my real truma, it's a truma, which means it's not kodesh, but it's not chulin either. It's like a higher level, it's a middle level that has some level, some way of being metame, legabe truma, letame shnayim lifsu lechot. What's the difference? What's the difference by truma? It means you can go ahead and make something tuma to shnayim, with two different things. If it's, as a rishon letame, is metame two things, but lechot also possible one thing. So in other words, you can go ahead and make a tuma. It may your tuma shidayim. So according to what we're saying now, that even though lamaisa normally does not make it a tuma yidayim. It would not make it. The tumah in general does not chulin. You prepared it does not make it considered tummy. It doesn't get a din of hektish. However, but shayach by tumas yadayim, that it can make a difference. Therefore, in the kuntra lezer Rav Tzadok, we could say that's the halacha. So Beis Shammai the ma'aseh is not an issue. Beis Shammai is the only reason why he's concerned and said that maybe you can't put it on the cushion because you may come to tummy yadayim. It's only based upon these shitas here that hold that there is a din of yadayim lechulin. The kedushin you make it hektish. You make it treated like Kedusha, it has a higher level of Kedusha, Chulin, and therefore would become to Tameh. That would be the way explanation of Beis Shammai. Of Beis Shammai would disagree with Hillel based upon these two, either of these two Shitas, to why he would hold Yesh Yadayim lekulin, that there is a daim tumas lekulin for some. Like the Gemara seems to accept, and this is variation, this version, I should say, rather, in the Machlokas by Shammai Hillel, though the Charedim has a completely different mahalach and understand the Gemara. Tanam al to the Mishnah. Look to the Mishnah, the second videos. Hasak Shamitar. Person goes and anoints himself with Shamitar. Well, look, is Nitma. And then he became Tomei. What happens? Reserve a Tavel. Then he went and went to the mikvah to become Tavel. Even though the oil that he has on him is still on his, still goof, his noitev, is dripping from his body. Halakha's Torah is still considered Torah. It should be considered that it's still on you when you became Tomei. It should be no good because the liquid of the shemen should now be considered as if it's mitame you. So therefore, how does it work? How can you say to be tovel that it should be considered good? Shammai said, "Af pishen menate." He was still dripping. Still be considered tar. It should be considered tar. So you see that what is the halacha? Where it says that you can come tar by the tefillah, and therefore it's shayach to go ahead and become tamei before. It's shayach to go ahead with the same tefillah you're going in, and the person becomes tar. You could become tar with that same level, even though there's still some tumah on you. So yadayim, same thing with the yadayim, could be considered the same idea that you would. It still could be considered tar, even though there's still some tumah yadayim. The Hillel would say no. So say, k'day sikas ever katan. Even if the smallest amount of oil, enough just to go ahead and anoint one small haver of the body, it still can be considered tovah. But in the mela, therefore, the halach is you become the tefillah does not help. The little piece of tumah that you have on you remains on you, and it's not, it can't be, it doesn't become tummy. And while your shaman goes to also, if the shaman itself tummy mitchiloso, the shaman says they seek a savior cut, it would be a small amount. The amount would be is enough just to go ahead to make something else soft, make something else moist. You don't need a shear of being mitame even of aver katan, as long as it's just even a small, you'd be able to give off other liquid. Enough to be considered tamei. So the Gemara says, "We don't remember Shammai Hillel. The feich might be a little different. Doesn't just mean tefeich. The feich might be a means has enough to go ahead and be able to be moist on its own, have liquid, feel like it's moist from liquid, and also enough to go ahead and moisten something else, put something else that it touches to make it moist as well. That's the shia we say tefeich might be a because be considered tamei." So how do we deal with that? Mara says, if you come out with these shitas, we have a Beis Hillel is a different opinion. Which opinion is Beis Hillel do we accept? It was a Machalfa Shita saying. We have a stira, so we have to only explain it by changing around the shitas. Beis Hillel, Tama Amrin. Beis Hillel was saying, would say, the Gabe, if there's enough on it to be considered and tafeach, to be able to go ahead and make something else tame, then we consider it tame. But over here, they say it's tar because it's not enough. There was not enough to go ahead to make even the smallest amount to make it tame. Therefore, we say, we look at it like it's not here, and we consider it tar. We don't consider enough to be considered mitame. And the Mara says, so you see it over here, that Lamaisa, that even without that, it's considered Torah. It's considered Tomei even if you don't have the smallest share. It's considered automatically Tomei. So what is Beis Hillel's opinion? When it says Tomei, they know. When it says only what's the eye over there, the case was the wheel is visibly ironed. You could see it. You could see it in front of you. They see it in front of you. When over here, it's absorbed in the tablecloth. So in other words, Enochanami, when you can see it directly, it is far as to say Enochanami, it's no good. It's considered Tomei. But over here, where it's below Bamape, over here we're talking about a case of where it's being absorbed into the map. If we allow you to go put it on your thing, on the chair next to you, then the halacha is, Beis Hillel says, well, okay, we're not concerned that it's going to become tummy. You can always cover your hand, and it's not a kshash. And before saying it, Beis Hillel may hold that it is a kshash, and it would be a problem if the heter that we have over here. We'll stop over here.